In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan on this Monday. Another sad Monday in New York football. 888-808-1019, the number to call. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But we started the show a couple hours ago talking about Brian Daboll, Joe Shane. I mean, that's where we're at now. It's not about DeVito. The fun lasted all 5 seconds before the Bucs took the field, go right down the field. DeVito couldn't move the football. Clearly, it's not on just the quarterback. We all knew that, but we want to see if there was going to be a different energy, BT, with this team. They get run out of their own building yet again, which you can't help but now wonder, is this it? Even though Mara gave them, I don't want to say a vote of confidence, said basically he doesn't he said, quote, I don't anticipate it making any changes, but maybe he didn't anticipate it getting worse and worse and worse for the Giants. And for me, it's either commit to this regime beyond just next season because they're going to have to get a quarterback, or blow it all up, start from scratch yet again, new GM, new head coach, but this time bring in a quarterback the first year with that regime.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to really, or Mara's going to have to really settle this soon, because this next move that they do make or don't make, the timing of it, everything's going to really impact maybe for another 10 years for the Giants. And then it's just like, what are we doing? And because the interest is waning by the second. It's not fun. It's not competitive. And I think what's most disconcerting now is that there's not even any real intrigue about like what the rest of the season means outside of the coach. Yeah, but does anybody, and we're rooting for DeVito, but does anybody think Tommy's going to emerge as some superstar? I mean, outside of positive Tommy at the station, does anybody else really think that? The answer is no. Does anybody think Drew Locke is the answer? The answer is no. Like, so, like, where?
Well, the question now becomes, BT, who you want picking that guy? Because you're going to assume that the Giants are going to have look, again, according to Tankathon, the Giants are right there. They have the number 2 pick overall at this particular moment.
Yeah.
You would assume it's not going to get much better.
And who's got number 1? Jags, right?
Yeah.
And they're not going to pick somebody unless they trade Trevor?
Well, right. So it's either you get Trevor Lawrence would be available, or you get the Jaguars are not going to pick a quarterback.
Uh-huh. And so you got the Raiders who have one more win, the Panthers who have one more win, tiebreaker against
Raiders,
the Giants.
Raiders are the same here, 2-9. New England, Carolina, Tennessee, Jets, Cleveland will have one more win.
Okay.
But anyway, point is, they're going to be in the conversation where they are exactly. They're going to be in striking distance of selecting a quarterback. So then the question becomes, who's making that decision? And then if they like that quarterback enough to either select him or trade up to select him. And the mistake, and the more I think about this, and just a different way of saying it, like, and I said it at the time, But 3 years ago, when Shane and Dable took over, I wanted them to get rid of Saquon and Daniel Jones so that Shane Dable could have their regime fresh with a new quarterback. Like, it was pretty simple to me. The Jets did it messed up a couple years ago where they hired the head coach before they brought in Joe Douglas. They had Gase and then Joe Douglas. Then they had to have Douglas fire Gase and hire Robert Saleh. Then they take the goal. Like it took forever. It was convoluted. Why can't teams just understand it? The Giants hired the GM and head coach at the right time, but they kept the holdover quarterback, which was the wrong move, and they wasted 3 years of everybody's lives, and now we don't know about Shane and Dable, and they may not get another chance to pick a quarterback.
Well, unlike other scattered situations, that, and you just described how the Jets went about business, which obviously is not the best way to do it, I think they're an absolute duo. They're a package. Like, they're to me...
They should be.
To me, there's no circumstance. You tell me if you disagree. Or if there's even a conversation to be had to the contrary, but I don't think under any circumstance Shane is back and Dable is not, or Dable is back and Shane is not. I believe they're both back, or more likely both gone. I don't think it's like one guy stays. No way.
No, me neither, but I'm saying the quarterback should be the third part in
that. No, I understand what you're saying.
And they didn't do that the first time, so now we're 3 years into this new regime.
But you could do it now. We got to stop crying about the past.
Fair enough.
We got to clarify that. It's over. They messed up.
Yes, but they may not get another chance. So then the question is, like, would you give them another chance, Shane and Dable?
I am leaning strongly no.
Correct. You already said no. Before.
But I do want, like, listen, if they win a couple games, could it change things a little? I want to be fair to them because of that first year. And I think probably more than anybody, I was quicker and quickest to say, guys, just listen to what Mara said at the Paley Center. He used the word anticipate for a reason. Like, I've been saying this for a while, so I'm not enthralled with the job that they've done. I believe in them less than most people do. I'll leave it. If it's my team, I'll give you a direct answer. If it's my team, I'm going to move on cleanly.
Right. Either way, for me, you can't halfway it. It's either got to be you're committing to Shane and Dable and seeing it through with whoever they selected the quarterback, or cleaning house. And right now, as much as I love Dable and do believe in him ultimately, I don't know how you can justify extending them beyond next year.
You can't now. No, you can't. It's all blind faith, and it's nothing tangible right now. It's like... You know, you're finding reasons to keep them, and the reasons are not real reasons. It's more theoretical stuff, like, I don't want to go, from Mara's perspective, I don't want to go down this road again. I don't want to be viewed as the Jets. I don't want to be the inconsistent, sloppy franchise. And he knows the scout report on him recently, and he wants to end that.
Right.
But that's not why you keep somebody. It's got to be more than that.
Correct. Is there going to be better candidate or candidates available elsewhere?
I'm already on the phone, Belichick.
Okay, but it's hard to argue that there wouldn't be based on what Shane and Dable have done.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just because you don't want to restart over again, which I do understand to a certain extent, but you're going to have to restart anyway.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the best way to say it, the cleanest way. They're going to be restarting next year anyway. They don't have a quarterback. And that's why I was pounding the desk to do it years ago. Okay, fine, let it go. But here we are 3 years in. They are starting over because they need a quarterback. Are they going to be willing to start over with Shane and Dable, who we've seen in action for 3 years, start with them and the new quarterback, or just start all three at once?
Okay, I'm not saying that you have to calculate this to the highest degree, but you've got to incorporate it into your thought process a little bit. Let's just say they get an extension.
Yeah.
And Mara decides to move forward, draft your quarterback, see what you got, and they are 1-5 next
year.
That's
what I'm saying.
It's untenable. It is a wreck. It's over in, if they have a bad September, it's over.
But then
them.
It's going to set them back again.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
break it clean now.
That's kind of why I'm leaning that way with you. It's not that I don't believe in Dable. It's that because of the way they screwed up the timelines here, and by the way, I wouldn't expect Shane and Dable to win immediately next year with a rookie quarterback, which is why I say it's got to be beyond next year. Because then really the way that I would evaluate, like, let's say they have a rookie quarterback or young quarterback and they start 1-5 next year. Are you going to blow it up then? To me, that makes no sense. What would you expect? It would be really the following year five.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying if you do it, you say now or at the end of the year, we believe in Shane and Dable. We know what's happened the last couple of years, but we believe this is the right regime. We're extending them to a fifth year. Whatever, pick up their fifth year. You know what I'm saying? Like, extend them to the fifth year.
Yep.
Now at least we know, okay, well, going into next season, it's kind of year one again for them, and then the next year would be the make or break once and for all year.
I thought a lot about this over the weekend, really more so yesterday when the game was over. And you know who my number one candidate for the Jets is, right?
Vrabel.
Vrabel. Yes. in a lot of ways, I think Vrabel's better for the Giants. That's coming from me, who wants him for my team.
Yeah, I think it's two totally different circumstances. Like, I would love Belichick for the Jets. It's not realistic, I know that, but I don't love him for the Giants. I like Brian Flores for more the Jets. I think the Giants might be able to get somebody a little more established. Like, you know, the Jets are a unique circumstance because they may not have people wanting to go there, whereas the Giants should have people wanting to go there.
Okay, but why? Because I think that's a bit of a fallacy. I think that that's a bit of a fallacy. Yeah. I think the word on the street is John Mara is not very good lately.
Yeah, I know, but I get the sense it's still a more stable organization
than
where
the Jets.
Woody is just a total recluse, it seems.
I agree, but that doesn't mean that it's going to still be the best situation. Like, just because the Giants are perceptually more stable than the Jets doesn't mean the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 other jobs that are open won't be more appealing than the Giants and the Jets.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be some spots where you like the ownership, you like the quarterback, you like the cap situation. Like, it, but there's going to be more appealing spots.
As far as trying to win immediately, I think the Jets are more appealing. As far as clean slate.
Not to me, though, because I don't want to try to win right away.
I finally
want it done the right way.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But they've tried that many times.
No, no. But if they ever tried it right, I don't want to get into the Jets now, but pertaining to the Giants, like, do it right. And the way you do it, and don't just have one off where you go 9-7 or whatever. Did they tie? Yeah, they were 9-7-1, right?
Yes, yes.
9 wins and win a road playoff game and set the expectations up and foolishly give somebody an extension, come back, regress, come back the next year, regress. Like, you know, constantly trying to pull this left tackle here because this guy's hurt, this guy here, and move him here and get a center. We don't even know if he can really truly play. He got absolutely bulldozed yesterday. Do it the right way. Both of these teams are putting us through the growing pains of a rebuild anyway. So actually rebuild.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joe is in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Listen, first time caller. You guys are amazing. You guys, there's a lot all over the roadmap with the Giants, but I've heard a lot during this call, reputation, discipline, Belichick. It all starts from the front office. I've always said for years and years, and by the way, I'm a huge Giant fan, we deserve better. We should be better, but it all comes from the front office, trickling down leadership. No, the reputation, by the way, you mentioned reputation. We're losing that reputation.
Yep.
We don't have discipline. We basically need to drive that leadership. And by the way, a lot of good solutions out there. I heard Belichick. I'd love to see Belichick come in. Guess what? Let him run every operation, not as a head coach. Let him run all operations from scouts, from GM to everything. Give him the keys. The Mara family needs to give the keys to a guy like Belichick and let him run gamut because they're in a losing situation, the Mara family. For years, they got us in a spin cycle. And guess what? I believe they don't care because the money's coming in. People are still buying seats.
No, they care. I'm going to push back. They care. I mean, this is Mara's work. He cares. He absolutely cares.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I love the thought of Belichick coming here and us getting to cover him and all that stuff. Like, I love that. It's not the right fit. And I'm a huge...
But why? Just because he's older and by the time he gets it rebuilt, it's going to be...
Yeah, and I also don't...
Stop coaching?
The game has not passed him by.
Uh-huh.
The sensitive, softer players are not going to respond the way that players need to respond to have Bill Belichick be successful. Or coaches like Bill Belichick. That's just, it's sad, especially for guys like us who grew up in that generation.
Yep, yep.
It's antiquated. You can't, even Dable has some of that in him.
Mm-hmm. Which we loved right away.
Correct.
Going back to game one with Tennessee.
Correct, but you've seen now he had to take the foot off the gas, and it's still not working.
Yeah, but he's taking a foot off the gas, and he's taking a different page from his psychological playbook because he's got no juice right now.
Yeah.
And when you're winning, you know, you could coach a little harder, you could grind a little bit more, you could be a little bit more blunt in how you assess players' play, both on the practice field and in the media, without, you know, throwing them to the wolves. I mean,
the Giants might be in a spot, though, where maybe they could get Ben Johnson. Where the Jets potentially, and now again, I don't know, but the perception is that the Jets can't get the top candidate, right?
Yep.
He's going to pick his spot.
I would think so.
Well, okay.
He's not coming to the Jets.
If the Giants have a top pick, top three, whatever,
yep,
and they hire whatever GM and Ben Johnson from the Lions with that innovative offense.
Mm-hmm. I think it really depends how Ben Johnson feels about Sanders and Ward, who are going to be the top two quarterbacks taken. Like, if he's,
well, would Sanders don't want to come to New York?
Probably
who
not. The hell? That's a different conversation. I don't even care, quite frankly. Yeah, I don't want to come. Don't come.
Anyway.
I mean. Do we really need the whole Deion circus?
No.
I don't think we need that.
That's been overblown, the success that he's had in Colorado. And I felt that way for weeks, not just because they lost to Kansas.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't know. I want to go back to the Belichick thought that it is a little antiquated. And I know what you mean. And I've thought that as well. But don't you think that it's a little possible that... Well, let me first ask a different question. Do you think Tom Thibodeau's evolved a little bit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think that Tom Coughlin evolved a little bit at the end of his Giants run? So why is it beyond Bill Belichick to evolve a little? Don't you think going up there and yucking it up with the Mannings on the Manning cast and going on all these shows, don't you think that for a smart man, and he is a brilliant person, let's be honest here, I mean, mostly pertaining to football, but he's got a next level intelligence, so I would think that he's going to now process who he is and how he interacts with people maybe a little differently, going on these pods, being a little more jovial, a different presentation, understanding there's a different way to play the game.
Right, but
don't think that can make him even more dangerous?
Maybe, but he was the greatest head coach in the history of the game doing it the only way that he knows how to do it. Could he evolve a little bit?
True.
Sure.
Yeah, but Coughlin won a Super Bowl when he loosened up a little bit.
But he dialed it down a little bit.
But it was a lot bit. Because he was like a drill sergeant.
Yeah, all right. Well, fine.
That was a big change for him.
But Belichick, even if he dials it back, like, we saw how it went in New England his last couple of years. So, look, X's and O's, in-game coaching, you wouldn't have to worry about that. You wouldn't have to worry about the team playing hard and all those different things. I believe that, but... Something in my gut, BT, is
just
telling
not
me.
Feeling it.
It's not
the
right time.
You've been consistent with this.
I love Belichick. For the Jets, I feel like it's different because I think it could be a 2-year thing. I'm not feeling it. Now, again, if they hired him, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I just, in my gut, don't feel like
it's the first guess. I respect it. Yeah. Now, you've been saying this for a while. I got you.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls. We got to get to the Juan Soto stuff. There was a Bob Nightingale report that's out. Now, again,
is that a new report or an old report?
Well, I saw it. Yeah. Exactly. We'll get to that as it pertains to Juan Soto and the free agency. We'll do that when we come back. BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls here on the Giants and the Jets. 888-808-1019. Now, Giants, obviously, where they go as an organization. Jets hiring the 33rd firm, whatever the hell that's called. Let's get to some of the Soto stuff here, BT. So the first thing that happened, and we didn't talk about it right away because,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Truthfully, I don't trust Bob Nightingale. And that's, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not ripping him. I just don't trust him. But he wrote this story.
Any reason for that, by the way?
He's always wrong. I mean, it's not my fault. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, and it's not even just, it's not a report necessarily from him.
Yep.
It's quote saying, executives view the Mets as being in the driver's seat for Juan Soto. Quote, clear-cut favorite. Executives view the Mets as clear-cut favorite to land Juan Soto.
Oh, here we go.
No, nothing new, here but take that go. For what you will. I mean, that's the feel. It's been the feel for a couple of weeks. I mean, look, I mean, I've been saying that was my feel for a while based on simply potentially the most money from the richest owner in the sport.
I mean, listen, it doesn't really surprise me. Yeah. I've always thought the Mets were going to be very well positioned and very much the main threat spot to the Yankees to steal them. You know, listen, is this just the general sense that most of us had before it started to play out, just playing out early in the script? Or is this maybe, I don't know, Boris or somebody else from Soto's camp planting this to make, well, I was going to say to maybe further incentivize Toronto or the Reds. Like, there's always a reason to this. And speaking of those teams.
Yeah, so I want to hear this.
So it looks now as if there has been a list that has been shortened and there's four teams left.
Who had this?
I saw this on CBSSports.com. I can give you the actual name.
No, that's fine.
I still have it up. So this was today, and this was, Bob Nightingale. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
RJ Anderson, about 32 minutes ago, we posted this. So it goes into a bunch of things and whatever. But the Soto stuff, Yanks, Mets. Give me the other two teams that you think are on the list. I think it's pretty easy based on what we've discussed.
Red Sox, Blue Jays?
Yep.
And Philly's only off the list because they still haven't met with them.
So
is that just he just doesn't want to go there?
I don't know the answer to that, but obviously this week is going to lead into the exchanging of numbers. I don't think that this is just a laborious, you know, drag it out into, all right, it's Christmas Eve, what the hell is Soto doing? I think we'll know definitely before Christmas. I have no doubt about that. And I think he's going to stay in New York. I think it's Yanks or Mets.
Yeah, I mean, and we felt that all along. I don't think he's going to Toronto. I'm just curious why no meeting with the Phillies yet, especially when everybody was like, well, Kevin Long's his best friend. Well, he's familiar with Bryce. Now, maybe that could be a turnoff that we don't know about. He just doesn't want to be there. He wants to go be the man somewhere else. I don't know, but the Phillies owner seems like he was willing to pony up, but they just have to get a meeting with him.
Hey, that's not our problem. That's a you problem.
I know,
for
but
them.
Would you be worried at all that there's some that maybe
that's the kind of line of the weeds?
Yeah, lurking a little bit, and then boom, just all of a sudden meeting. Here's the money. That's it. Done deal.
Because they kind of did that with Bryce. I mean, they swooped in. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm giving you the four teams that were just presented in this article. And I, like, if you asked me before I saw the article, hey, give me the four teams you deem most viable for Soto, those are the four teams I would give you.
Phillies would be...
Yeah, Phillies would have been, I would have probably had a list of five, not four.
And maybe even the Phillies, for me, over Toronto initially.
No, not me.
Well, here's what, I don't think Toronto's going to offer as much as it would need to. I just don't think he wants any part of Toronto. I don't think he wants to, the taxes, one thing. I don't think he wants to be a Toronto Blue Jay.
No, I don't think he does either, but I think that they're still desperate to land somebody that they might just do something so wacky that he's got to at least entertain it. It becomes more serious than it may have otherwise become.
What, like 800?
Something wacky. Yeah. I mean, dude, they're the second. I mean, Cohen's one. They're two. That right. Rodgers group is incredible. What are you smiling for?
No, I'm going to say, let's play the game again. Where are you at percentage-wise now?
Oh, the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Soto sign probability.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at right now with Juan Soto?
With the Yankees?
Yes.
What was I the other day? Did you jot it down?
Yeah,
you did.
You were right around 50. It was 40, remember, I think I got you to go. You were at 48, something like that. You came down under 50%.
And if you ever recall, we went through the whole machinations of like when they first got him, and then like the first month of the season, about 90%, top it off at the apex and drop down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the other day when he asked me, I was like right around 50-50. I would say, I think I'm still around 50-50.
I was going to say, I don't think not much has changed there. And I'm still around 100 with the Mets. I just...
100?
Well, how could... I said it definitively. Like, I mean, realistically, like, yeah, I know there's always a chance.
Yeah. 100?
But I never really... Well, that's how it
was. Sal, keep it a hundo.
Think about it, BT.
Keep it a real.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I were saying this in March or whatever, whenever the Yankees traded for him, that I still believed he was going to be a Met.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that maybe there was a little doubt creeping in was April or May, when things were looking so good and things were looking so bad for the Mets. But even then, I said, no, I still am going to stick to my original belief. But all right, could I have dropped a couple of percentage points then? Sure. But since then...
But it was always rooted in money, so you really never had reason to drop off because the money's going to be the money.
Correct. And since then, all the other things have fallen into the Mets' favor.
I get it. I got it. Listen, winning, I feel pretty good if I'm you.
Yeah, and all these reports now with rival GM.
I feel pretty good. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it a little differently. I'd feel really good if I were you. I really would.
Are you trying to send me up? No, I know you got me a sucker.
No, there's no knock. There's no. But the only thing is, like, legitimately, I'd feel really good if I'm a Mets fan. The one difference, like the Jets, is like the Mets are that other team when you think something.
Yeah, I know. That's why
not
I don't like it.
The Jets.
I'd rather be the underdog.
Like that. Yeah. I think if you start like embracing that mindset, that mantra, that you guys don't really wear it well. Now,
I
know you did.
Dig us out. I respect that. Second citizen to nobody. They're going to go get him.
Understood. Now, if you get Soto and you start ripping off divisional titles and you win a World Series or two, then maybe the mindset begins to flip a little bit. But at the risk of sounding cocky and setting yourselves up for...
Yeah.
Maybe a real thump of an emotional fall. I think you guys should feel good about things. I truly do.
And you know this, but just to reiterate for those, like, obviously we'll have fun and we'll entertain and joke around the King Cohen stuff. I'm telling you that my feelings on Soto were never once predicated on me being a Met fan. It was always using common sense, knowing the owner, knowing where the franchise is and what they need, what this player provides, and knowing that this was going to be the guy, much like Yamamoto. I felt the same way. They did go to as far as they could for Yamamoto. He wasn't ever going to come here to the Yankees or the Mets. I think it's different with Juan Soto. So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I still expect it to happen, although I got to be honest with you. Like, we've been having this conversation for over a year.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going where I was just going to go.
I'm ready. I'm over it. Just get it done.
Now, when you say you're over it, meaning you would be unemotional if it doesn't work out favorably for the Mets?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Why?
There was a point where, you know, you're checking Twitter, you know, Soto traded to the Yankees, Soto trade, this, that. Like, not that I want him to leave here, but I've laid out multiple times, I think there's a couple of different paths to be as competitive, possibly better. People push back on that. That's fine. It's my opinion based on how they can spend the money and reallocate some of the funds, whatever, to address some real glaring deficiencies. But, like, this is how I know I'm kind of over the drama, and I just think it's a Yankees-Mets race. And when we get the answer, the station will be absolutely nuts, and half the station will be thrilled, and half the station will be inconsolable for a day. It's going to be amazing either way. But I saw stuff on social media over the weekend, like, Soto started following Volpe again, and these are like screenshots from the verified accounts. He started following Judge's All Rise Foundation again. He unfollowed the Mets. I'm like, what is this? So, and then like I dig a little deeper, and someone's like, no, that's from a year ago. I don't even know what's real. I don't even care. I care, but not to the point where I believe the Yankees will be a broken team if he goes to the Mets or elsewhere.
I think now I'm at the point where I just want to react after it happens. Like, I'm not opposed to talking about it or whatever, but, like, we're getting here now. It's like...
What are you going to do?
I'm either going to make it my pants or I'm going to... I got to get there. You can't... You see what I'm saying? Like, I got to get to the bowl here. Let's make it... Let's go. I can't hold it any longer.
We've had a lot of breaking news moments on this show for whatever reason. Mostly pertaining to the Jets. Hoff says, you know, let's say 9-10 days, whatever it might be. Guys... Breaking news.
Oh,
Soto update. And it's the Mets. What do you do on air?
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be. I'm not going to plan this out. Like,
what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't even. Like, how much more excitable can I be? I already got it all out there.
No.
I mean, I'm sure at some point I'd hit that King Cohen music for you.
You know what I think you should have? And I probably shouldn't help you out with this, but I think you should have the robe and the scepter. I think you should have it in the office.
It is.
Oh.
It's been sitting on ice, my friend. That's been back there since Yamamoto. just because we didn't unveil it for Yamamoto doesn't mean it's not there.
He's already got it planned out just in case. Man.
By the way, you have to put me in that. you have to decide because we got to pay it off before we leave for Christmas vacation. Me dressing up as the baseball player.
Yes.
Have you given this thought? Are you waiting for Soto to the Soto things?
You know what? I've got to confer with my my number one back there. Huh? He's good with this stuff. He's good at making people look like idiots, like doinking Goldust. He's actually very good at making people feel pain. So I'll just lean on him.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking now, you know, I've thrown a few out just to let people know how I'm thinking with this because I want it to be painful. I'm thinking Doc or Daryl as Yankees.
No.
You know, you have no say over the matter. That's the one thing I'm plotting. maybe Buck Showalter as a Yankee.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways we could go here. I'm not fully sure yet, Huff.
I was thinking maybe we take like a specific moment in time, like maybe a playoff game, like Jabba Chamberlain with the midges.
Oh, geez, come on.
No, I think a more pill. Well, he would like that because that led to bad stuff for the Yankees. I think what might be better is maybe, I don't know, Timo Perez jogging from second as Todd Zeal's liner hits the top of the cushion. Maybe something like that.
We can't be doing these bets anymore. I don't want to do this anymore.
Maybe I'll make him look like I dressed up as John Sterling. Maybe I'll do something. Or Susan.
Okay. Or Susan.
I mean, hey, there's an honor. But put it this way. I think what I do to you is going to depend on how you react
to Soto
and treat me with Soto. I don't mean the initial reaction. That is full bore. Go bonkers. If it's every day, I'm going to come up with the most devious plot that I could possibly come up for you.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get into Daniel Jones' future when we come back. We discussed it last week, BT. I guess Friday after it happened. But we're getting closer to it. I mean, I would assume he's going to sign with somebody today. We'll find out. Jones was saying he was going to wait to see what happened this week and then maybe sign on with a playoff contender. So we'll see what happens with Daniel Jones. We could have that conversation coming up in a little bit. Let's get back to the calls here. That's been the bulk of the talk. The Giants and their brutal loss yesterday. Mark is in Houston, Texas. What's up, Mark?
Hey, pal. BT, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Mark.
First, I wanted to thank you guys. I lost my dad this year to cancer, and listening to you two got me through, you know, be able to focus on some fun stuff for all. So I really appreciate that.
Sorry to hear that, Mark.
Yeah, man. It's terrible, but we appreciate the kind words.
Absolutely. My question, what do you think, I mean, the giant effort yesterday, we'll call it quitting for lack of a better term, do you think that's a result of them saying, hey, you know what, you sat Daniel Jones, he was probably our best quarterback. In essence, you guys are tanking, so we're not going to try.
I think that there's an element of detachment that's kind of crept into this locker room, which is the worst thing that could happen for Dable. Yeah, I appreciate the call there, Mark. And again, you know, really sorry to hear about your dad, and God bless your family, man. I'm sure you learned a lot of sports and your sports fandom from him. I think that when you look at a coach and you get to this stage of the season and you're not winning, the only thing that you can really lean on is, are they still disciplined? Do they still fight? Is there still passion? And yesterday, to be fair to Dable, was the first like overt sign like to that extent. I mean, to that degree. Like, the Panthers game was close.
But think about, like, Deontay Banks all year. Like, this has been going on.
Yeah, but I mean, we're infected the entire team. Yeah. We're the first drive, Tampa, who came in, you know, loses the four straight. They shove it right down your throat, 70 yards. They score four of the first five possessions. They could have scored 50 on you if they didn't take it, you know, their foot up the gas. They've got their quarterback mocking your quarterback with the celebration. You know, you've got your star young rookie receiver chastising everybody in the organization for not getting the ball, questioning everybody, at least if it's not a chastise. So I say that, like, once the results are now really, like, there's a disorientation between, all right, being competitive and now just getting your face handed to you and your teeth kicked in, I've got to look for other things that I can at least hang my hat on. And right now for the Giants, there's nothing. That's my bare, honest and raw assessment. There's nothing that I could look at and say, I believe in what they're doing. I like this aspect of that. Did nothing.
Hard to argue that. As much as I love to counter that, and you know I believe in Dave, it's hard to can't counter it at this particular point. I will say this. I wonder how much Thursday plays in, because there is still a chance. Like, it's not as bad. The Bucks are not an awful team. I know they lost four straight, but look at the circumstance. Like, the Bucks are... They've been a better football team.
Yeah, and they had now, Mike Evans back, who obviously that's part of the reason why they lost four games in a row. I got it.
Now, it's still no excuse for what we saw yesterday, which was a non-competitive game, an ass-kicking non-competitive game, and we've seen that too many times. But you can make a legitimate case for the Giants being competitive against the Cowboys on Thursday. I wonder if that game gets away from them, if that's the nail in the coffin for the Maras, meaning that if they don't compete and... at the very least, play hard and be in that game, if not flat out win the game.
Yep.
Maybe that's going to be the determining factor in Shannon Dable. I don't, though, believe, BT, we had a call mentioned earlier as well, I don't believe that this is because of Daniel Jones not being here.
Like, neither do I. By the way, just for clarity, when you say determining factor, you mean maybe
Shannon Dable
does something now? Or are you still talking after the season?
No, I think end of the year. I'm talking end of the year.
Well, put it this way, Sal. I think even if they have a decent game against Dallas and, like, you know, lose a tight one, whatever, maybe win a tight one, and... the bottom falls out after that. I think, like, if you have too many more Sundays that look like yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe this is the one where they say, okay, we weren't going to do anything, and then the evidence started piling up, whether it's the Germany game to the Panthers, whether it's yesterday to the Bucks. That's two straight games that would go in favor of firing and moving on.
Yep.
Maybe they're going to say, let's see what happens here on Thanksgiving. Because the rest of the way, like, the Saints aren't good. And maybe if it's an ass-kicking like we saw yesterday, then that furthers the point. But, like, I don't expect the Giants to win that game or the Ravens game or the Falcon game. Like, this is the one. This game on Thursday.
I don't expect them. You've been saying that. I'm expecting to win this game.
Well, I mean, if you can't compete with the Cowboys with Cooper Rush, I don't care what they did yesterday against Washington. Hey, it shouldn't be this hard. Well, and then there's also the argument, BT, are they even legitimately trying?
Well, that's why this is... as urgent as it's become.
I mean, I think they are. Well, I'm talking about. I'm talking about tanking, potentially getting a better pick.
Oh, like, I don't think the players are tanking.
See, this is a hard.
Players aren't tanking.
No. Players aren't tanking. But is the organization not putting themselves in the best position to try to win football games?
Well, outside of the DeVito elevation,
but that's a big.
Oh, I hear you over Drew Locke. What else can we point to that suggests that they're not trying to win? I don't think there's anything.
Well, I think that's the main one, though. So my point is that if that conversation was had, I'm trying to figure out what the hell the future of this football team is going to be. If the conversation was had, and I'm assuming it was, with Mara, Shane, and Dable, it was about, hey, we're on the hook for this contract, even though Daniel's our best quarterback and we still feel like he gives the best chance to win. We're 2-8 with him under there. It can't be much worse without him, and there's no point of risking playing him because he's not going to be the quarterback of the future. In those circumstances, I would think Mara's going to have to be more lenient, saying, I understand. So that means even if you get your ass kicked by Tampa or on Thanksgiving, it's okay because we're going... this year's over. We're moving beyond for the betterment of the organization. If that conversation was had, then we shouldn't be reacting or overreacting to a blowout loss and saying, you know what, they need to change the regime.
Yeah, but I don't think we're overreacting to anything because I think we're merely reacting to the things that really show a lack of stability and progress with a team. A lack of effort. You know, guys start to pop off and say things now. Like, it seems like the fabric, the heart of the team has been... you know, decaying for a while. And yesterday was ugly.
Yeah.
Really ugly.
Almost as bad as it gets. Bruce is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, great show, guys. Listen, one of the things that really annoys me about Dave's is that he never has the team ready to play week one. They get blitzed the last 2 years, week one. So I'm giving Dable... if I'm Dable, I'm circling week one next year. And if the team gets blown out again, he should be fired right then and there.
Now, hold on, Bruce, listen, I got you. It's your opinion. I'm not going to shred it. But it doesn't make a lot of sense in this regard. If you're going to hold them, basically, in essence, what equates to a one-game audition, then just move on. Like, if it's that, if it's that shaky, then just move on.
Well... I mean, in a sense, losing is the best thing the Giants can do this year. And if I'm Shane, I'm thinking I'm fixing the Giants' offensive line. That's what I'm going to be remembered for.
Right, but
if I do nothing else,
the question
I'm going to fix that line.
Right, so the question is, and I'm going to ask you, Bruce, do you believe Shane and Dable can fix this?
Right now... I'd have to say no.
Okay, and that's the point. Thank you for the call. That's Everybody's going to have their opinion on it. Now, ultimately, what's going to matter is Mara's opinion on it. But there's like, if you were to ask me this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, I was saying, yes, stay the course. We don't know what Shane is truly yet, and I believe in Dable. You ask me this today, and it's like, okay, there's now more to it than just my belief in Brian Dable one day being a good head coach. The timeline of it is messed up. Keeping them on, BT, could force the issue of getting a quarterback that maybe they don't really want to take.
That's what we were saying before.
Correct. Yep. You brought that up a week ago.
Yeah.
And if that's the issue, then that's a problem because they're going to be in a spot now, which is why 2 years ago I wanted to get a real quarterback, or 3 years ago, because I wanted to evaluate this regime with the new quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's not good enough anymore to clean house and go GM, head coach, not old holdover quarterback. Like you're going to start from scratch, you should do all three. They didn't do that. Now we're in a spot where we're evaluating Shane and Dable based on Gettleman's failure of a quarterback. I know it's more than that, but
that's the
biggest thing.
Well, it's just very dangerous to tell these two men, hey, listen, you guys, this year is awful. Just imagine if this conversation occurs, right? How detrimental would this be? Just think, now, then, after I tell you the conversation, and I'll keep it tight, then put yourself in the shoes of the two men who are reacting to what they were just told. Hey, guys, listen, you got to get your quarterback. This season's been a wreck. But I'm going to give you guys one more shot. You have to go and get your quarterback. And they're looking at each other and they're like, I don't like Sanders. I don't like Ward. He's telling me we better get a quarterback. Now you start doing things that are against your football philosophy. And that is very, very dangerous. And the other thing, too, you know, just back to the big picture here, you know, if Mara didn't emotionally, and I don't know if he did, I don't pretend to know, if he crossed or did not cross the bridge yesterday where he may have gone from, I'm going to still run with these guys to maybe not. And he's going to punt to this Thursday, Thanksgiving. Hey, yesterday the Giants were on at 1 o'clock, buried with another game. You could walk away from that Giants game on a national perspective. If the Giants get roasted, and I don't think they're going to play well Thursday. I don't. I think that they've quit.
What
I think it's over.
What is the spread in that game, by the way?
Whatever it is. 4, 5, 6, whatever. Okay. Yeah, he's going to check.
I'm just curious.
If they get smoked on Thanksgiving, it's a standalone game. And it's not even Dak, or it's not Aikman, and it's not Emmett. It's, you know, a backup quarterback who's not even that good. And you get rolled, I don't. And there's the same lack of urgency and effort. I don't know. I don't know how you can possibly foster or muster up any belief that they have the right coaching staff. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Cowboys -4 right now. Now, the antithesis of that could be if they do play well, then maybe, hey, all right, they win a game on the road, that at least buys a little more time.
But I still, but I still think, and I, you know, when I say this, you guys know where I stand, because I still think even if there's a flash on Thursday and it's not sustained, and there's, you know, one or two other really empty performances the rest of the year, which I believe there will be, I think that this can kind of resurface.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Continue with your calls. 888-808-1019 on the Fan.